Merhaba arkadaşlar. Bu bir Hüseyin Demirtaş ile İngilizce ses kaydı. Birazdan dinleme sınavı başlayacak. Herkese şimdiden başarılar diliyorum. Hüseyin Demirtaş ile İngilizce kaynaklarına hüseyindemirtaş.com üzerinden ulaşabilirsiniz.
Good morning, everyone. Today we're going to explore a deeply influential concept in social psychology, cognitive dissonance, and specifically, we'll examine its profound impact on our decision-making processes. The theory of cognitive dissonance was first introduced by the psychologist Leon Festinger back in 1957, and since then, it has remained a cornerstone for understanding human behavior and thought. Let me spell out the key term for you, dissonance. D-I-S-S-O-N-A-N-C-E. Cognitive dissonance. So, what exactly is cognitive dissonance? At its core, cognitive dissonance refers to the mental discomfort, the psychological stress, experienced by an individual who holds two or more contradictory beliefs, ideas, or values. It also occurs when an individual's beliefs are in direct opposition to their actions. Imagine holding a belief like, I am an honest person, but then finding yourself telling a white lie. That internal clash, that feeling of unease, is cognitive dissonance. This discomfort isn't just a fleeting feeling, it's psychologically aversive. Because it's unpleasant, individuals are inherently motivated to reduce this dissonance and achieve a state of internal consistency. Think of it as an internal alarm bell that signals a conflict within our cognitive system, pushing us to find a way to silence it. We have a fundamental human need to see ourselves as rational and consistent, and when this self-perception is threatened, we act to restore it. There are several common situations or paradigms under which cognitive dissonance typically arises and has been studied. One of the most well-known is effort justification. This principle suggests that when we invest a significant amount of effort, time, money, or even pain into achieving a goal or joining a group, we are highly motivated to believe that the goal or group is worthwhile. If the outcome is objectively mediocre or disappointing, we would experience dissonance. I worked so hard for this. To reduce this dissonance, we often inflate our perception of the value of the outcome or the group. For instance, individuals who endure a very difficult or embarrassing initiation rite to join a fraternity or sorority tend to rate their membership and fellow members much more positively than those who joined with minimal effort. They justify their efforts by overvaluing the result. Another critical scenario is what's known as insufficient justification. This happens when we perform an action that goes against our private attitudes or beliefs, and we lack a strong external reason or reward for doing so. The classic experiment conducted by Festinger and Carl Smith in 1959 provides a perfect illustration. Participants were asked to perform a series of extremely boring and repetitive tasks for an hour. Afterwards, they were asked to tell the next waiting participant that the tasks were actually very interesting and enjoyable, essentially, to lie. Some participants were offered $1 to tell this lie, while others were offered $20. Now, $20 in 1959 was a considerable sum, providing a strong external justification for lying. Those who received $20 could easily say to themselves, "I lied, but I did it for the money." They experienced little dissonance. However, those who received only $1 had insufficient external justification for their counter-attitudinal behavior. Why did I lie for a mere dollar? To reduce the resulting dissonance, these participants actually changed their private attitude towards the tasks. When later asked to rate how enjoyable the tasks truly were. The $1 group rated them significantly more enjoyable than the $20 group, and even more than a control group who didn't lie. They convinced themselves that the tasks weren't so bad after all, thereby aligning their attitude with their behavior. Then there's post-decisional dissonance. This is perhaps the most universally experienced form of dissonance, especially relevant to our everyday decision-making. It occurs after we've made a decision, particularly a difficult one between two or more attractive or closely matched alternatives. Once the choice is made, we tend to experience dissonance because the chosen alternative will inevitably have some negative aspects, and the rejected alternatives will have some positive aspects we've forgone. This is often referred to as buyer's remorse. For example, if you choose between two equally appealing job offers, after accepting one, you might start to doubt your decision, focusing on the benefits of the job you turned down. To reduce this post-decisional dissonance, individuals typically engage in a process called spreading of alternatives. They mentally enhance the attractiveness of the chosen option and simultaneously downgrade the attractiveness of the rejected option, thereby making their decision seem more clear-cut and correct in hindsight. So, given that dissonance is uncomfortable, what strategies do people employ to reduce it? There are generally four main ways. First, changing one or more of the dissonant cognitions. This means altering the beliefs, attitudes, or ideas that are in conflict. For example, a person who buys an expensive smartphone but then reads a negative review might change their belief that the review is credible or decide the features criticized aren't important to them. Second, acquiring new information or evidence that supports one side of the conflict and outweighs the dissonant cognitions. Our smartphone buyer might actively seek out positive reviews or testimonials that confirm their purchase was a good one. Third, reducing the importance of the cognitions. This involves trivializing the conflict. A person who continues to eat unhealthy food despite knowing the risks might tell themselves, "It's just one unhealthy meal, it won't kill me." Or, "There are far worse things I could be doing." By downplaying the importance of the healthy eating cognition, the dissonance is lessened. And fourth, changing the behavior to align with the attitudes or beliefs. This is often the most direct, but also the most challenging strategy. For the unhealthy eater, this would mean starting to eat healthily. For a smoker experiencing dissonance about health risks, it would mean quitting smoking. Several factors can influence the magnitude of the cognitive dissonance experienced. One key factor is the degree of choice or volition. If we feel we were forced or pressured into a decision or behavior, we experience less dissonance because we can attribute our actions to external factors. I had no choice. However, if we freely choose an action that conflicts with our beliefs, the dissonance will be much stronger. The importance of the decision also plays a critical role. Decisions that are more consequential, that have a bigger impact on our lives, like choosing a university, a career, or a life partner, will generate more dissonance if there's a conflict. Irreversibility of the decision is another factor. When a decision is final and cannot be easily changed, the dissonance experienced is typically greater. This is because we are stuck with our choice, which increases the psychological pressure to justify it and feel good about it. Finally, commitment to a belief or course of action intensifies dissonance. The more invested we are, the more uncomfortable conflicting information or actions become. Understanding cognitive dissonance has significant implications for our decision-making. It reveals that our drive for internal consistency can sometimes lead us down paths of irrationality. We might, for example, continue to pour resources into a failing project, the sunk cost fallacy, not because it's logically sound, but to avoid the dissonance of admitting a past mistake. It can also fuel confirmation bias, where we selectively seek out information that confirms our pre-existing beliefs and decisions, while actively avoiding or dismissing contradictory evidence, all to maintain that comfortable state of cognitive consistency. However, awareness of cognitive dissonance can be a powerful tool. By recognizing the telltale signs of discomfort when our beliefs and actions are misaligned, or after a tough choice, we can pause and critically evaluate our thinking. We can ask ourselves, am I genuinely reevaluating this situation, or am I just trying to reduce this uncomfortable feeling? Am I seeking truth or just justification? This self-awareness can help us to make more objective, rational, and ultimately better decisions rather than simply falling prey to automatic dissonance reduction mechanisms. For instance, before making a big purchase, acknowledging that you'll likely experience post-decisional dissonance might lead you to do more thorough research upfront, or to consciously consider the downsides of your preferred option, leading to a more balanced choice. In conclusion, cognitive dissonance is a fundamental aspect of human psychology. It stems from the tension between conflicting cognitions, or between cognitions and behaviors, creating an uncomfortable state that we are motivated to resolve. We do this by changing our thoughts, seeking new information, minimizing the conflict's importance, or changing our behavior. The strength of this dissonance is influenced by factors like choice, importance, and irreversibility. While it can lead to biased thinking and rationalization, a conscious understanding of cognitive dissonance empowers us to navigate our decision-making processes with greater clarity and rationality. Thank you.
Evet arkadaşlar, dinleme parçamızın sonuna geldik. Şimdi cevaplarınızı kontrol edebilirsiniz.